Friday, March 7th. I woke up Sunday morning feeling dazed and confused. Everything that had happened Saturday night felt like a very weird dream. Suddenly, my cell phone rang. Very loudly. Dee 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 dee. I covered my head with my pillow and groaned, but it kept on ringing. Dee 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 dee. Most annoying sound ever. Still groggy, I finally sat up in bed and answered it. Hello? Wake up, girlfriend! It was my BFFs, Chloe and Zoe. They were giving me a wake-up call and reminding me that we had a very important appointment at noon. That's when I finally realized all of that crazy stuff had actually happened to me, including the very cool part about a record deal. Scooby! I quickly jumped out of bed and called Brandon, Marcus, Theo, and Violet to tell them the exciting news. Trevor Chase wanted to meet with all of us at Queasy Cheesy to discuss recording our song. When everyone arrived at the restaurant, Trevor had a short meeting with all of our parents and guardians. Then he had a meeting with us kids. He explained that we would be recording with his assistant producer Scott starting March 17th for about 2 weeks. Then, if all went as planned, our song would be released in June. Scoo-wee! Mr. Chase then announced that our band would be opening for the Bad Boys at their next concert stop in our city. But of course, all of us girls started screaming hysterically when we heard that news. And the guys all gave each other high fives. Our listening party, yes, party, was going to be held at the fabulous Swanky Hill Ski Resort on Saturday, March 29th. And all proceeds from our CD sales at the party were going to Kids Rockin', a charity that provides music lessons and scholarships to children. How cool is that? Then Trevor smiled really big and announced that he was saving the biggest surprise for last. OMG. I didn't think that there could be any better news than all of the stuff he'd just told us. Until he pointed at me and said, "Nikki, you're getting your own reality show." And get this. A guy was standing there holding cue cards with stuff written on them that Trevor Chase was supposed to say on camera. I just sat there, blinking nervously with this stupid smile plastered across my face. Then an entire television crew just appeared out of thin air. A huge camera was pointed at me, a bright light flashed on overhead, and a microphone was stuck right in my face. If I hadn't already been sitting down, I would have keeled right over. My BFFs would have had to literally peel me off the floor. Everyone at the table just stared in shock, with their eyes as wide as saucers and their mouths hanging open. I just sat there, blinking nervously with this stupid smile plastered across my face. Then a huge camera zoomed in so close, everyone could probably see my nose hairs. Trevor then explained to our TV audience, TV audience, that a camera crew from our local TV station affiliate would start filming me on Monday, March 10th, and through the end of the month at school, at home, practicing with my band, recording at the studio, and just hanging out with my friends and having fun. I knew I was lucky to have such a wonderful opportunity. Hey, most kids would kill to be in my shoes. Having a reality show chronicling my experiences as a pop star and actress was just so, I don't know, glamorous. But in spite of all that, there was one tiny thing that totally freaked me out. Namely, the possibility that a TV camera might be following me home. This could create a problem because I have a big secret. I attend my school on a bug extermination scholarship. And the bug exterminator has a raggedy van with a hideous 5-foot-long plastic roach named Max on top of it. Unfortunately, all three of them live at my house. I swear, I will die of embarrassment if the kids at my school see all of this super personal stuff about my life on TV. "So, Nikki," Trevor read from a cue card, "what's your answer? Are you willing to let all of our viewers at home join you on this fabulous adventure in your quest for fame by allowing them a peek into your very private life?" That's when I noticed that all of my friends were staring at me, nervously waiting for my answer. There was a very good chance this show could ruin my life. I sighed deeply and bit my lip. Okay, I answered, as I looked directly into the camera and dazzled viewers with my bright smile and adorkable charm. But another part of me, a darker, more insecure side, wanted to scream my real answer to the world at the top of my lungs. No!